Good afternoon. Welcome at the Pegasus & Wovenus Analyst Conference Call in connection with the third quarter 2013 financial results. First, let me introduce the speakers of the call. Mr. František Řezáč, Chief Executive Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Marián Rašík, Chief Financial Officer of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is as usual. The management will deliver the presentation, and then we will proceed to a Q&A session. Now I will hand over to Mr. Řezáč, who will start with the presentation.
Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. 2013 has been a very exceptional and demanding year for Pegasus. We have finished some technical projects that focus on development and qualification of new materials. This should significantly change our portfolio, our product portfolio. We have put a lot of energy into the construction startup and qualification and commercialization of our new plant in Egypt. We have kept in line with the original schedule, even with all the recent events and issues. We would have been happier if these successes had been reflected in our financial results for this year, meaning that our expectations will be met in this area. This year, there are several factors that are negatively affecting our financial results, therefore not allowing us to meet our expectations for the third quarter. Unfortunately, we are forced to change the full year guidance for EBITDA as well. Nevertheless, I would like to strengthen that we are working to improve our performance. We firmly believe that the lower than expected results this year have been greatly affected by a variety of one-off effects, which we will eliminate in the coming period. We are convinced that the investment into improving our product portfolio and the work carried out in Egypt will bring its fruit in the coming years. I think that it's also good to say that this year, for the sixth time in a row, we received the prestigious Excellence Award from Procter & Gamble Company. We are very proud of this achievement and value it a great deal because it is evident that customers' satisfaction with our products and services is the key condition for the company's long-term success. Our customers' satisfaction is also reflected in the status of sales negotiation for next years, which are now in a very advanced stage and indicate that we should sell our entire production capacity. Now I would like to ask Marián to continue with the financial part.
Thank you, František. I will go with the key highlights of the third quarter of the year. Our revenues in the third quarter amounted to 47.9 million euro, virtually unchanged compared with the third quarter of 2012. The year-on-year decline in polymer prices indexes, which are decisive for setting the sales price of finished product in the third quarter of this year, compensated for the sales level of the gradual ramp-up production in Egypt. In the third quarter, we recorded an EBITDA of 8.8 million euro, down by 22.2% over last year. The year-on-year comparison was to a great degree affected by the very high EBITDA achieved in the third quarter of last year on the back of a positive impact of the price pass-through mechanism. The increase in staff cost, namely in connection with the revaluation of share options and the higher number of plant production technical breaks, also impacted the EBITDA level. Net profit of 2.3 million euro was down by 72.9% over the same period in 2012 due to a lower operating profit, higher depreciation and amortization, the effect of FX changes, and an increase in interest costs. In the third quarter of 2013, the company produced 22,649 tons up by 7.9% over the same period last year. The increase in production volumes in the third quarter of this year is connected with the gradual ramp-up of the Egyptian production line. Now, please, let's go directly to slide number 7 and look at more detailed statement of comprehensive income. Total raw materials and consumables used in the third quarter of 2013 amounted to 36.3 million euro, up by 5.5% year-on-year. The main factor impacting this increase was the increase in raw material prices and the higher consumption of raw materials related to the ramp-up of the Egyptian production line. Total staff costs went up by 36% year-on-year to 2.8 million euro, affected particularly by the revaluation of the share option plan to fair value. Consolidated depreciation and amortization reached 3.6 million euro, up by 24% year-on-year. The increase in depreciation and amortization was caused by the inclusion of the technology in Egypt into depreciable assets. FX losses and other financial expenses amounted to 0.3 million euro, declining by 90% year-on-year. Net interest expenses related to debt servicing amounted to 2.3 million euro, a 95.8% increase compared with the same period last year. The increase in interest expenses was caused by an increased drawdown of the loan facility in connection with the financing of the construction of new production facility in Egypt. Up to the time that the Egyptian production line was put into operation, the interest cost connected with the construction of the production plan has been capitalized in the acquisition price of the investment. In the third quarter of 2013, income tax amounted to 0.9 million euro, down by 41.4% year-on-year. The decline in income tax resulted from lower unrealized foreign exchange gains in the reported period of this year. Of this, current income tax represented 0.7 million euro, while changes in deferred tax were euro 0.2 million. Next slide, please. On the next slide, we can see revenue breakdown by products, which actually remains very similar to the previous periods. In the third quarter of 2013, hygiene products were strongest sales segment and represented 87.3% of total sales. Next slide. Next slide shows the revenue breakdown about geography. Again, with respect to the geographical breakdown, Europe remains the key market for us. In the third quarter of this year, 90.9% of our sales went to the broader European area and Russia, and the rest went to other countries. The share of other territories on total sales has been increasing following the production ramp-up in Egypt. Next slide, cost composition. There were some minor changes in the cost composition in the first 9 months of 2013 compared with the same period last year. The share of staff cost on total operating costs, including depreciation, slightly increased to 6% due to the revaluation of the share option plan to fair value and in connection with the increase in the number of employees needed for the new production line in Egypt. Electricity charges went up by 5.3% year on year due to price increases related to the mandatory support of renewable sources. In the first 9 months of this year, we paid approximately 2.1 million euro in this respect. Next slide. Statement of financial position. Let me comment on the main changes. Comparing the statements from 30 September 2013 and 31 December 2012, the main changes are: first, inventories increased by 25.9%, primarily due to higher stock of finished goods and polymers, primarily due to the new production line in Egypt. Second, trade and other payables decreased by 8.7% as some commitments, obligations related to the investment in Egypt were paid during this year. On the other hand, the figure as at 30 December 2013 includes the payable for the dividend payment. And third, net debt increased by 10.6% to 139 million euro, again as a result of investment needs in connection with the construction of the facility in Egypt. Next slide is cash flow statement. Overall, the company's cash flow is currently being driven by the large sum of capital expenditures related to the construction of the production facility in Egypt. Next slide is CapEx development. In the first 9 months of this year, total consolidated capital expenditures amounted to 36.3 million euro, up by 5.2% compared with the same period in the previous year. The largest part of this sum came from capital expenditures related to the construction of the Egyptian production plant in the amount of 32.3 million euro. The rest was represented by maintenance capex. Furthermore, the company confirms that in 2013, total capital expenditures should not exceed 41 million euro. And now I will hand over back to František, who will talk about our updated guidance for the rest of the year and the developments in Egypt.
Thank you. Thank you, Marian. As was mentioned at the beginning of this presentation, this year we are facing some several issues that are negatively affecting our financial results. When it comes to the development and commercialization of new materials, it was necessary to make changes to the technologies on some production lines, and this fact caused a lower production efficiency, of course, besides some other operational issues and problem, and it was mainly about our Znojmo production plant. At the same time, despite the successful commercialization of this material, the ramp-up curve for the delivery to customers was skewed, so the original sales plan, which included the volumes, these volumes wasn't met, and sales didn't reach the planned level. The production plant in Egypt was started up according to plan, and the line is now producing commercial quality materials. The ramp-up of the use of the production's capacity in Egypt has not reached the planned levels yet. This issue was affected mainly by the situation of political and security situation of the last few months, which is influencing the use of local production capacities for hygiene material production or hygiene products production, resulting in lower volumes being delivered from our plant. Exporting nonwovens out of Egypt was negatively impacted by problems in logistics. With the objective of achieving the plant sales volume levels, we made a decision to expand the number of produced materials which require qualification processes. These demanding qualifications slowed down the ramp-up of commercial volumes in the second half of 2013. However, a wider product portfolio provides better conditions for sales volumes in 2014. Importantly, the results to date have been significantly affected by the revaluation of the share option plan to fair value. Therefore, based on the achieved results in the first three quarters of 2013 and respecting developments in the European non-wovens market and Middle East and Africa market, including expectations for the polymer market, Pegas is changing its previous guidance for 2013 and expects the full year EBITDA to range between 37 to 39 million euro after leaving out the revaluation of the share option plan to fair value. And now Egypt. We've said a lot about Egypt, but what I would like to strengthen again, the facility now is now operating. We expect to reach full capacity by the end of this year. We faced some issues in Egypt this year, which influenced the profitability of the plant But again, we strongly believe that these situations will be not repeated next year, and the investment will start to meet our expectations, which means helping to improve our financial results. And that brings us to the end of our presentation. We would like to thank you for your attention, and we will now take your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Bran Bajorin. Please ask your question.
Yes, good afternoon. First three questions, please. If you could comment now, since you're having problems with utilization of the lines in Czech Republic, which is quite a disappointment, could you give us some indication on what you would expect full-year production levels to be? Second question is when did you decide that you were going to be expanding the number of products from the Egyptian plant, and if you could comment on the reasons for that? And the third question would be, when we're talking about full utilization of the Egyptian line, previously I think you had indicated that full utilization would be 17,000 to 18,000 tons on the product portfolio you were planning at the time. Given that that seems to have changed, what number do you expect for full utilization of the Egyptian line when that happens at the end of the fourth quarter? And maybe if you could comment a little bit on that, you were talking about logistics problems for export. How much of that production from Egypt is export, and how much is staying in the country going to your major customer?
Okay, I will start with this. With this disappointment and with our full production capacity this year. And in terms of sales, the first quarter was very strong, and we have to use a very significant part of our inventories of our safety stock. From the view of demand, the second quarter was similar. Nevertheless, we had to limit ourselves because we didn't have enough material in our, warehouses. And the second reason was that we started preparing for the production and commercialization of new materials. It was, we had to build the inventories of these new materials, we had to build some backups. And we made this decision in April or May, to refuse some orders. And at that time, our forecast from customers indicated secured sales of our entire capacity for 2013. What happened, and it was at the end of August or early September, it was that there were significant volume shifts and slowdown in the commercialization of these new materials from the side of our customers. And therefore, for 2013, Pegas lost these products from its portfolio, and despite all attempts, we were not able to recover immediately the lost volumes in such a short period of time. And this led to the above-mentioned unsold volumes. This is about our sales, what our expectations were, and what the reality is. And regarding our production, what is expected for this year, we expect the production about 85,000 tons this year in the Czech Republic. And if I am right, then around 5,000 tons in Egypt. I'm speaking about 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Second question was expansion of the number of products in Egypt. Okay. I think that we achieved something unbelievable, because if you take into consideration the time when we were building this new factory, the time within which we managed all qualifications, or that's the qualification of first material. But maybe to give you some more information about that, we qualified the first material in the second half of June of this year, and the qualification of specific material or materials is a necessary condition for commercial supplies. Mm-hmm. And our original strategy for production startup and its stabilization was the supply of a limited number of products, and it was the reason was that we wanted, let's say, to have the sufficient level of comfort for the training of Egyptian workers to setting up all internal and external processes, and the original agreed number of products meant that Pegas Egypt would supply not only to in Egypt, but to different sites or places in Middle East and Africa region. And our expectations was 50-50 at that time, maybe even more exported. What happened, you know, what happened in July and August in Egypt, and we had to change this strategy. We had to respond to the impossibility of ensuring continuous production of our products and of hygiene products in Egypt, and it was necessary to apply some kind of, I would call that, business continuity measures, and which resulted in a reallocation of part of hygiene production from Egypt to other areas, because the impossibility of securing continuous production and the restrictions in logistics, closed ports, you know, custom offices closed, and so on, and it still represents certain risks. And with the goal to utilize, let's say, the Pegas Egypt line, a decision has been made to significantly increase the number of products that will primarily be targeted to processing in Egypt, and to reduce the supplies out of Egypt. And this is, we made this decision, it was in late August, early September. And the goal was to utilize the line. And therefore, now we are going through some qualification phase, or some qualification of different materials. And I strongly believe that at the end of this year, we will be prepared for let's say, full utilization of the line. And there will be the change in the strategy or allocation of our products, and it will be mainly focused on Egypt itself, and lower part will be exported out of Egypt.
So if I understand, the results of this change is that you will be producing and selling more hygiene products within Egypt, and less of the non-hygiene that you were exporting or had planned to export?
Everything will be hygiene, but the production of, let's say, the production of hygiene products has changed, and we are supplier of the, let's say, of raw material for hygiene, for the production of hygiene products. There is there is the change. Now, you know, really we will have several or more materials, and now we will be, I think that we have beneficial or better position than before, because now we are just in Egypt, and next to us there is the baby diapers plant, and we have very wide range of material which we can supply them, and doesn't matter whether you can find some containers or trucks available or whether port is closed, you know, means that now we are more independent, let's say. This is behind that, and we reduced this risk with exporting goods or material from Egypt.
On the local plant. All right. Thank you very much.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star one for a question. Your next question comes from Bob Trampota. Please ask your question.
Hello there, this is Bob from JNT. It seems like a lot of my questions were already answered, but just one quick follow-up. What's the current condition in your new production line in Egypt? I mean, right now, does it run at full speed, or when can you reach full output?
Still there is some, let's call that ramp up period, not full speed. I wouldn't say full speed because, you know, that there is still a lot of things which we need to improve, and there are experts from Rycofil, from suppliers of other parts, and they are improving and they are fine tuning now, let's say, the process. What we expect that we would like to have the full commercial, let's say, utilization or capacity in January, or at least February, you know. But still under let's say ramp up phase.
Okay, understand.
Promising.
Once again, that's star one for a question. Your next question comes from Bran Buring again. Please ask your question.
Hi, thanks for taking my follow-up call. Question. Three again, please. The first would be with regards to the price pass-through. You say that the positive impact didn't appear in the third quarter. Will it appear in the fourth quarter? That's the first question. The second question is with regards to these tax receivables in Egypt. This is a new line. If you could maybe say a little bit more about it and how this should develop in the future. Is it simply going to go up the more you produce? And the fourth question is with regards to dividends, given the fact that you have very good cash flow in the first quarter, in the third quarter, but given the fact that you've lowered your guidance, will you be able to repeat 1.5 euro per share dividend from 2013 earnings, or even increase this, or what should we expect that you might have to trim dividends from this year's earnings?
Maybe I will start. I will start with dividends. I think that our dividend policy hasn't changed. I think that Pegas is interesting due to its progressive dividend policy, and we will continue with that unless we have some interesting investment opportunity, or our financial results wouldn't allow that. But I think that Now it means that we haven't changed anything regarding our dividends, and I think that we will give you some say more information in March. But you know our standard process, and it will be in March, and then there is the general meeting of shareholders, which must approve, let's say, this dividend payment. But now it is, yeah.
You know, I understand it. I'm just trying to get a sense of whether this downgrade in guidance that we've seen today, if this is, in your opinion, enough of a downgrade that it would justify reducing your dividends, or if, in your view, this would still allow you to pay dividends at the same level as last year.
We said that the current, let's say, lower EBITDA in 2013 was caused by some one-off issues or items, and we believe that we will improve our performance next year. You know, we mentioned in our presentation that we are now negotiating ourselves for 2014 and maybe even further, and you know, 80% of our capacities under contracts, and the rest is under the, let's say, final stage of negotiation or advanced stage of negotiation. We mentioned that we are going to change the product mix of the company. It means that and that there is the Egyptian plant which will be supporting our EBITDA figure next year. It means that we are budgeting. We believe that we will bring much better result next year, and we will be discussing, let's say, our dividend policy. I think that it will be February, March, before releasing the preliminary results for 2013. Now, again, I cannot tell you that we have even discussed or we have opened this topic. Not. It means that still we believe that we will continue with our dividend policy.
Okay.
There are no further questions from the telephone lines at this moment.
There is some.
Okay, now maybe I will speak about the tax receivable. This tax receivable relates to 10% sales tax, which we had to pay on imported technology. And in Egypt, it works slightly different than in let's say, like with value-added tax, which means that you have something which we can say it's tax credit, and it is not refunded by the financial authority back, but you can use it to offset your future, let's say, future tax obligation relating to the sales tax. So actually it works like tax receivable, but it will take longer time. According to our projections, it could be between 1.5 and 2 years until we will be able to fully offset this tax credit.
Okay, and pass-through mechanism, there was some positive effect in the third quarter, but not significant. And regarding the future fourth quarter, I think that it will be some minus. But the current development of, say, polypropylene indices is down, and therefore, if it continues, then we can expect some positive impact in the first quarter 2014. Can you hear us?
There are no further questions at this moment. Please continue.
Okay, so
there is a question from Bran Buring again. Please ask your question.
Yes, thank you for this. Related to the Egyptian tax issue, if you could just maybe clarify, now that you will be having tax income, taxable income in Egypt, how should we think about your effective tax rate for 2014 once Egypt is up and running at full capacity? Thank you.
If we will speak about the income tax rate,
yes.
Generally it's 20% in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, because we have a lot of capex, and there is something which we called accelerated depreciation, which allowed us
mm-hmm.
to depreciate almost 50% in the first year of utilization, which actually is
mm-hmm.
2013.
Mm-hmm.
It will create some tax shield for the next at least 3 to 4 years, which allow us not to pay taxes in Egypt in this period.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. If there are no other questions, thank you for attending this conference call. Thank you, František. Thank you, Marianne. And yeah, if you have any follow-up questions, please let us know. Thank you.